Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, horny. It is Whiskey Wednesday, horny, and I'm throwing it back and down. But not really. Listen, it's July 20th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, do have members in East and West Africa, UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavor gums. Gumba Rums. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Gumba Rum. Listen. Special musical salute for artists Bella Lacey and Lisa Grant. Got some bad music for you on today by Bella Lacey. Let me tell you a little bit about her bio and backstory. Bella is an American singer-songwriter who captivated the attention of Beat Street Music Group with her extraordinary poise, songwriting abilities, catchy melodies, and powerful vocal presence. Bella has earned the distinction of emerging as Beat Street's debut vocalist, and her debut album, Insane, which launched on all major music platforms in 2022, featuring a debut single entitled Bad Boy, which you are going to experience and hear in one moment. You're going to also hear My Everything Over and Under and Designer Body. Listen, this debut anthem, Bad Boy, was produced by drum and bass phantom Ben Ed Rush. Now listen, let me tell you something. The music is coming up right now. It is Bad Boy. Check this out.
Bad boy. The shawty look good when she rock the rock, yeah. And shawty look good when she walk the talk, yeah. Good, good boy. Don't you know I'm a boss, babe? I caught a stress, I got them boys now knocking in my door. Cause they like it, they like me. And I wonder, could you be that bad boy? Bad boy, bad boy, bad boy. You could be a bad boy.
Check, 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 check. That is Bad Boy, Bad Boy, Bad Boy. Listen, that song is Bad Boy by Bella LaFee. Bella LaFee. Let me tell you something. I was listening to the song Bad Boy, and I am telling you what's the truth. It reminded me of a young fella a long time ago. Now, let me tell y'all something. Of course, y'all know what they say. A lot of times the good girls like the bad boys, and y'all know how it plays out. Y'all know how it go. But listen, let me tell y'all something. I remember one time I was dating him. Well, I didn't really date him. You know what I mean? Because I found out he was a bad boy. Let me tell you what this fella did. This gentleman, this was some years ago, and I cannot make this up. This is the God-hearing truth, this bad boy here. Let me tell y'all something. Can I be transparent with y'all? Let me tell you, now, this show is live. It is not pre-recorded. It is live audience. Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell y'all something. This fella, you know, I guess I can drop his name because it was so long ago. Who knows where he is right now? Charles Xavier St. Charles. That was his real name. Real name. Charles Xavier St. Charles. Ain't that a name? I'm telling you. It was a powerful name, but he sure didn't use it in a powerful way. He went the other way with it. Let me tell y'all what this fella did. He picked me up from my house. We was going out on a date, picked me up from my house and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we went out to a restaurant. We ate and everything. Had a lovely time. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can't make this up. We went to a pizzeria place. I think it was Pizzeria Uno. You remember? Long time ago, folks in the Windy City know about Pizzeria Uno and Do. But anyway, we went to the pizza restaurant. I am telling you. Do y'all know the fella didn't have no money in his pocket? After we finished eating and they brought us the check, you know what he told me? He said, listen, I want you to get up from the table. This is the first day, y'all. This is the first day. He said, I want you to get up from the table and go to the bathroom. I said, what? I said, I ain't got to go to the bathroom. What I'm going to the bathroom for? He said, just get up and go to the bathroom. I said, well, explain to me why I got to go to the bathroom and I ain't got to do nothing. He said, well, it's like this, you understand, how can I put it? He said, how can I put it to you? He said, well, when you go in the bathroom, I'm not going to be sitting at the table when you come back. I said, what? You ain't going to be sitting at the table when I come back? And I said, what, you mean I got to walk home? He said, no, I ain't going to leave you. I'm just going to go outside and smoke a cigarette. This is what he's telling me. He said, go on in the bathroom, but when you come back, I ain't going to be sitting here. I'm like, Lord, today. I said, well, okay, well, I'm going to the bathroom. You're going to smoke a cigarette. But listen, I got up to go to the bathroom, and he had got up out of his seat, and I sat back down real quick. I said, what is really going on here that you got to push me to go into the ladies' bathroom? You talking about you going out to smoke a cigarette. He said, well, the truth of the matter is I'm not going to pay this bill. And he told me just like that. He said, I'm not going to pay the bill. He said, now, either you could bring it, which I didn't even bring no money. You know, long time ago, folks, men used to pay the dates, you know, on the date. But listen, now, this is a real story. He said, I ain't going to pay the bill. I didn't bring no money. He said, I do this all the time, but I'm not paying the bill. He said, you can pay it if you like. I said, oh, my God. Now, I didn't bring no money. I said, now, what am I supposed to do, call my mom up to come downtown to pay this date, pay the bill on the first day? I said, now, what in the Sam Hill world? But anyway, make a long story short. So anyway, we got past that restaurant. You know what I mean? We got past that restaurant saying, now, listen. He's taking me home. I wish I had took a cab, but I really did, honestly, didn't bring no money. I was young, just starting out dating and everything. He's taking me home. The Dan Ryan is crowded. We couldn't get through traffic. Dan Ryan is crowded and everything. Y'all know what that fella did. He pulls out his alarm, the little thing that goes around and around like a police car. He sticks it on top of his car. The cameras goes out. Woo, 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 woo. I said, what in the fam here? Where are we bunnying crying on tonight? Now, listen, I could not make up that really did happen. He turns on the sirens. He sticks the light on the top of his car, and it's going ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding. Red light is just going all the way around like he's a policeman. I said, Lord, today, help me get home from this nut because I would never see him again in my life. But I'm telling you, that's a real story. And he was a show enough bad boy. He didn't drop me off. He was supposed to drop me off right away because I told him I wanted to go home. He goes to his house. Y'all know what he did? He goes to his house. Now, I had never, first date, never been to his house. He decides to go take a detour and go to his house. Y'all know what he was doing. He goes back in the kitchen, sat down. And I'm like, what is all of this up here? He had catalog books everywhere. I said, what are all these catalogs? He said, well, I'm going to order me some leather boots. I said, he said, you want you some leather boots? I said, no, I don't want no leather boots. He said, I'm going to order me some leather boots, but I ain't going to pay for them. This man had all kind of rigged stuff set up. I'm telling you, God, heaven, too, I could not make that up. He was a stone cold psycho criminal. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So listen, I'm telling you, I couldn't make that up. Listen, I got some more music for you from Bella Bella. Now, that old bad boy remind me of that fool, Charles Xavier. Thank y'all. Woo, Lord. And then let me tell you this before I get to the next song by Bella. I'm going to play My Everything by Bella. Y'all know what he did? Because I told him, I said, you know what, boy, you so great. I said, you going to jail? You going to jail. I said, do you know you going to jail? I said, it may not be tonight, but you going to jail from where you at because you impersonating police officers and yada, yada, yada. Y'all know what happened? About a month or 2 months down the line, he calls me. And he says, guess where I am? I said, where you at? I'm at 26 in California. He was in jail. He was in jail. I said, oh, what happened? I got busted with all that police gear in my truck. Oh, really? I said, click up. Bye-bye. And so anyway, listen, I'm telling this to God in heaven, too. Never heard from him. Thank God, never seen him again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, this next song that's coming up is going to be My Everything. And Charles Xavier, St. Charles, sure enough, was not My Everything, my good people. Listen, so this is My Everything, My Everything. This is by Bella, 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 LYSEE. Boy, that was showing up with a memory right there. Y'all check, 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 check.
Listen, maybe we can meet up, heat up. You could be my ride and my bottom, my everything, my everything. Later we can roll up, pull up. You can be my bridge and my teacher, my everything, my everything.
Reason, my season, my everything, my ever, ever.
everything, my everything. That is Bella, Bella, Bella. I love that. Listen, she got some serious vocals. Y'all understand me? She got skill, skill, skill. She has mastered her singing ability. I love that song, My Everything. So sweet. That's a good song. Love the lyrics. The beat is so good. Yes, I love that. That's a chill song. You know, I love to chill. Everybody know Mama loves to chill. I enjoy chilling with my friends. And that song, My Everything, to me, it's a nice chill song. And it reminds me, yes, it reminds me of this young fella, My Everything. But now this one goes a little bit better, well, a whole lot better compared to Charles Xavier St. Charles. Y'all know what I'm saying? So listen. My Everything. I was dating this young fella. And I mean, he showing up with my everything, my ride and die man. He was really phenomenal. He was great, awesome. Listen, let me tell you something. He was, you know what I'm saying, his parents taught him right. His parents taught him real good. I'm telling you, he was a complete gentleman. It was a pleasure knowing him and still know him right to this day. Still connected, still communicate from time to time. But listen, I tell you, he was just really, really smooth, a gentleman all the time. You know, the kind that open your car door for you, the kind that takes you out wherever you want to go, you know, take you to the movies, take you to dinner, dining, you know, a very pleasant experience. So listen, that was my everything. I tell you, it was phenomenal. Now listen, I got some more music that's coming up. Lisa Grant. Listen, let me tell y'all something. This young lady is hot too. She has a very great talent, vocals, exceptional. Music is well mastered and put together. It is enjoyable. I love the music. And I'm going to tell you something. She is great. She's a superstar. Listen, and also, let me mention this as well while I'm talking about superstars. On Fierce Female Network, y'all believe it or not, this is God's truth. This station is super for superstars of today and tomorrow. A lot of phenomenal talent has come through, and it has really, really been amazing to watch different artists' careers take off and just go in all different directions, all the way up. And I'm telling you, Lisa Grant as well as Bella, I already know their music is going to climb the charts, iTunes charts. I already know that. Listen, let me tell you a little something about Lisa. She's heartfelt, captivating, and sultry words often used to describe her vocal and lyrical style of Lisa Grant. Born and raised in London, UK, Lisa is an independent singer, songwriter, self-taught musician, and artist highly influenced by her multicultural background of mix of Jamaican, Nigerian, and Australian and Cuban. She incorporates a range of musical styles into her soulful sound. Her love of musical experimentation means that no two songs sound the same. When you accomplish that, I say bravo, bravo. Let me tell you something before I play the song. The song I'm going to play by Lisa is Don't You Want to Feel. You know, I've been doing this since 2007. I've been doing radio music since 2007. I'm going to tell you something. The one thing that a lot of artists cannot master is creating music and songs that don't sound alike, especially when it comes to, now y'all don't take this the wrong way, but I'm trying to help somebody, especially when it comes to hip-hop and rap. A lot of the songs and the beats sound the same. You know what I mean? Because when you don't go into a studio and really get your music done by engineers that's really, you know, proficient at what they're doing and have worked with some of the best in the industry, sometimes that happens, you end up creating music that sounds similar, and you don't want that. So Lisa is saying that her songs don't sound the same. It doesn't have that same flow. You know what I mean? So really, it's a lot of artists, of course, are creating music with home studios, and it's not that wrong with that, people. Don't get me wrong. My first song back in 2012, Reclaim the Generation, was created and put together home studio. And so listen, it's not that wrong with a home studio, my people. So listen, I have one more song to play. This is Lisa Grant. This is an awesome song. I love it. And I know you're going to love it as well. And while the music is playing, I'm going to get it out to the other stations. Yes, I am. I did not forget about that. So this is Don't You Want to Feel It. Check this out, y'all.
Everybody's scared to love. They fear being heartbroken. Emotion.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't you want to feel it? Let me tell y'all something. When I was listening to the music in that song by Lisa Grant, you know she is straight dope talented. And I am telling you, her music and her voice totally echoes Alicia Keys. She has the flavor of Alicia Keys. And y'all know that ain't easy to do. Alicia Keys is the boss bad sauce. Listen, and Lisa Grant is the boss bad mama sauce. You hear what I'm saying? She coming up right behind Alicia Keys. I'm telling you, she hot, 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 hot. Hot stuff, my darlings. I'm telling you. Smash it, smash it. You know, let me tell y'all something. I'm pretty much out of town, but I got to say this. Listen, let me tell y'all. You know, I understand and I recognize that every artist wants to create a song that's going to be a hit. But, you know, you got to put in the work and the ability. You got to create. Every song is not a hit. You know, it is what it is. Even among some of the greats, you know, every song is not a hit. You know what I mean? And so I had somebody this morning, you know, contact me. And they're saying that their song is going to be a hit. I know everyone feels their baby, which is their music, is going to be a hit. But when somebody else listens to it, and you got to tell people the truth that it's not a hit. You got to go back to the dungeon and start all over again. People don't want to hear that. I like to tell people the truth. I don't like to glaze over, and I cannot stand glazing over something. And let me tell you something. Artists that have a difficult time hearing the truth, it's not going to make it. Ain't going to make it. And I experienced this a lot as well. I talk to different people and I try to tell them what the problem is with their music. They don't want to hear it. They want to stick to what they're doing. And what they're doing is not going anywhere. And that's so tragic. That is so tragic. And when you tell them what's working with their music, they don't want to do that. You know, and that's the weirdest thing to me, because if somebody's telling you what's going to work and help you to get to where you're trying to get to, why wouldn't you listen? So I'm saying that to say this. With hit songs and hit music, you got to be able to listen to somebody to help you to put in what you need to put in and take out what you need to take out. It's simple as that. So Lisa Grant and Bella, they really got what it takes to get those hit songs. And listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a still cold blast. And the famous words, Don Cornelius from Soul Train. Y'all check this out, my great people. And special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.